Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad, seeing the broken, ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad, take bad, law bad, do bad, 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 it's bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves a little hybrid chrome cake in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do. But I'm a thing to come run, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs on town, with the best of towns in town, and my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do. But I like it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Whatever you do, don't talk about your prostate exam today and your PSA results. Mafia, it's the silent killer. Mind your own business. Carver, I just wanted to say that the Peterbilt has been parked in my garage and everything looks clean. No oil change needed. Woo! Get on with the show. You've already blown it. Get on with the show. All right. Get on with the show. A birthday roll call. We got, of course, Carver High here this afternoon. Mafia is very mad at me. And, of course, Hayden Fry running it from LTN in Kansas City. Mo. Julian Blackman. 24 today, plays for the Colts. Hayden Hurst, 29. Allen Robinson, 29. Luke Jackson, 31. Kike Hernandez, 31. Screw him. I don't give birthday wishes to Boston Red Sox. John Shire, 35. He's a new coach at Duke. Anze Kopitar, 35. Arian Foster, 36. Charlie Villanueva, 38. Kevin Kolb, 38. Brett Gardner, 39. Thank God he's still not on the Yankees. Michael Boley, 40. Kevin Correa, 42. Tim Salmon, 54, Reggie Miller, legend, 57, Cal Ripken, legend, 62, Wes Matthews, 63, Mike Shanahan, 70, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, we got afternoon day ball, Carver High's got all the action for you, we'll get you ready for Texas Rotto, Rockies beat the Rangers last night, 7-6, Carver High with a CJ Krohn three-run blast to make you fat stacks. Where does this guy come up with this stuff? Right out of his arse. Hold on. Quit talking about your ass. Never mind. I got problems today with the staff, apparently. Miami and Oakland starting up. Marlins beat the A's 5-3 at the Astros. Washington and Seattle getting ready to go. Mariners beat the Nats last night 4-2. Cover! Robbie Ray was number one on FOTB.com, son. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Cleveland and San Diego getting set to go. Cleveland beat the Padres 3-1 last night. Jimenez with a shot. Not before Tatis Jr. apologized to everyone and kept lying through his teeth. We're going to hear from him today. Oh, we're supposed to feel sorry for you, Curly Man. Curly Man, little Curly. Giants beat the Tigers 3-1. Braves beat the Bucks 6-1. Hit both of those games for you. Lion's share, get ready. Carver High's going to make you bands and make her dance. Bands and make her dance. Bands and make her dance. Bands and make... John Jastrzemski, JJ, after dark from the Ringer, joins us per usual on C2C. We're ready. Yankees swept the Subway Series. Judge with number 48. Ring the bell. Judge not worried about being mentioned with Yankee greats. Buck Showalter on the show. Orioles beat the White Sox 5-3. Mountcastle with another drive. Phillies walk off on the Reds. Bryce Harper hits two home runs in his first rehab start in Double A. Cards and Cubs split the doubleheader. We got a Arenado sighting. Albert Pujols 700 homers. Bet at BetMGM. We have action. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Coast on a prostate exam Wednesday. It's obvious that we have Sirius Channel 159, Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to you wanna, do you wanna? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA. Good to have you with us on Coast to Coast on the grid. Rays beat the Angels 11-1. Troutman with a long shot for his 1,500th career hit. We got every baseball story for you. Springer with a big triple. Astros win. Bregman with a home run. Correa talking. Dodgers, Brewers. It was LA 10-1. Trace Thompson with a three-run drive. Buehler with a Tommy John. And the D-backs beat the Royals 7-3. Mike DeCourcy on the show today from the Sporting News. The stuff of legend. We got your standings. Carver High's been promising those since last week. We're looking forward to finally getting that today. Exciting update. As Carver High likes to say, they change every day. Don't worry about it. Slim. He called me Slim. It's unbelievable. Wizards and Caps. Owner Ted Leones is goodbye the Nationals. We'll see. Ken Griffey Jr. getting involved with Team USA for the World Baseball Classic. We got all of tonight's games to make you some money, plus today in Carver High history. We got Tour Championship scores. Odds to win at East Lake. Willie Z withdraws. Tiger and Rory start their own live series. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? Their own way to make more money for everybody. Isn't that what? With their little three-man team new golf tournament tour they're starting. Isn't that the same thing? We're gonna rebuke what they're doing over at Live, start our own cash flow system. All they're doing is trying to yank money out of your pockets, and they're good at it. Derek Carr not worried about Dana White or any stories about him. We're going to hear from Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, Kyle Shanahan, you name it, Bill Belichick. We got everything. Most bet team to win each division. We got that for you today. Nick Saban's filthy rich now after an extension. Odds to win the Heisman and the national title. We always like talking about Hooters on Coast to Coast. We'll get into some Candace Parker today, a little Coyotes news in the NHL. Dubs Anderson today on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, you got to get the BetMGM app. It's just phenomenal. I don't even, literally leave the house anymore. I used to drive and do things and you know, play ball. And I got errands. I don't even do it. I just push that off on other people. I say, I'm busy on the BetMGM app, so you're just going to have to do that yourself. What, you don't love me anymore? Okay, well, that's all right, too. I'll be okay with that. Because if you bet $10 on any baseball game and someone hits a home run, I'm winning $200. So while she's off giving me the business for making her do all these things, I'm home just counting money with my tongue. I mean, I'm betting $10, getting 200 clams. I'm like, who's serving up dinner now, baby? All I had to do was use the bonus code MLBHR2022. Get the MGM, BetMGM app, and you will get a divorce. It's the greatest thing ever for betting and making money. I love it. It's the greatest thing ever. It really is, Carver. You know it's true. Man, is there a lot of day ball today? There is a ton of pressure. I got a lot of bets cooking today. I'm doing great with that Braves pick, though, on the Pirates, aren't I?
Yeah, you're doing all right if you got the Braves. Bottom of the eighth inning at PNC. Two touchdowns for the Braves now, Scotty. 14-0. They lead the Pirates. I saw that Matt Olson had a grand slam somewhere in the middle of those 14 runs. It's all happening as the Braves are going to go a cool 7-0 against the Buccos this year. Pair of sweeps against the Pirates. Also, the Tigers, Scotty, have a 6-0 lead on the Giants. That game in Detroit, they are in the top of the seventh. In that one, we have a game that first pitch is happening right now. You can still get in, of course, even live. Odds have not really moved much from the pregame. The Rangers and the Rockies, Scotty. Martin Perez for Texas today. Urena is going for Colorado. Rangers are -135 pregame and still right now. Total of 11 out in Denver.
I got my Urena checked today as well at my prostate exam, but I got to tell you, I'm on Perez in Texas in this puppy, And in terms of that 11, why not? Day ball, thin air, Coors, everybody's pounding beers. I'm looking at the over, baby.
They went over last night as well, Scotty. In fact, they scored 13 runs in the night game last night. Texas had a 6-4 lead, but not only does CJ Krohn hit the go-ahead home run, Scotty, for the Rockies, but he also rings the bell on the lion's share on AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountain.
CJ hits a high fly ball to deep right. Got a chance. See you later. Three-run home run, CJ Krohn. And the Rockies take a 7-6 lead.
I mean, Carver High's got inside information. He's part of a syndicate of skinny. He gets the tips. Yeah. I mean, who like gets out of bed and says, you know, I'm thinking CJ Krohn today.
Look, I'm thinking a lot of,
and then it hits for big money. I mean, that is just, as TR used to say, beautiful.
Look, a lot of work goes into those home run props. We're looking for whatever can find. Little Oppo Taco for CJ gives the Rockies the win last night.
Steroid tacos. Last night,
there are tacos. The Marlins beat the A's 5-3. They're looking for the sweep out at the Ashtray, Scotty. Coming up in about 20 minutes, they will have Jesus Luzardo, former member of the Oakland Athletics, on the mound. Your boy Cole Irvin is going for the A's today out there. Marlins minus 125. How about this total? 6.5 out the Ashtray this afternoon for the day ball.
Well, I'm going over, and I'm taking your boy Hale Irwin and the A's today. I'm going to go a little Ashtray Hale Irwin activity. I golfed with him, as you know, by the way. I cheated that
I know that you
Riviera.
Did. That is the... We have two
have
other games at the top of the hour. Let's first take a look at Washington and Seattle, Scott. Your boy Kirby's Dreamland going for the Mariners today. Anibal Sanchez goes for Washington in this one. Seattle minus 3 undy today. Plus 240 for the Nats. Totally flat 8.
Yeah, I'm on Kirby Puckett and the Mariners here. And again, Anibal Sanchez is the gift that keeps on giving. Give me the over. His ERA is around 7 runs a game. I mean, he gets lit like a 5-foot graphics.
He is awful. I'm expecting he might get lit up again today as well. Last night, Scotty, a 4-2 win for the Mariners. Eugenio Suarez getting it done on Root Sports in Seattle.
Oh, ho, ho, ho! All the way to the moon! Second deck coming down. Watch out below!
That was a strong effort there on that call. I mean, that was strong.
There's an incredible stat that I've seen floating around the last, like, 48 hours. Do you know that Eugenio Suarez, Scotty, most home runs in the major leagues since 2018? He has the most home runs in Major League Baseball since 2018. That is sick. I mean, think about
that.
That's
insane.
Your boy
Eugenio
getting it done. Hit a lot of homers in Cincinnati with the Reds before coming over here to Seattle. He was a good price last night. Wish I was on board instead of the Wink Man. And finally, Dale, at the top of the hour, we have Cleveland and San Diego again, Scotty. First, let me give you the line for this one. I know that our pal Cal Quantrill is going for Cleveland. Blake Snell for the Padres, who are minus 165, 7.5 the total.
You know, strangely enough, today my number one play on PharrellOnTheBench.com was Quantrill and the Guards to win that game at Petco over Snell and the Padres. I think, frankly, Quantrill's been great, if you ask me. 9.5 with a 3.7 ERA. I like his stuff. Over 136 innings. Snell has been pitching a lot better lately, but I mean, I saw the Nationals push the Padres around. I'm going to take the flyer on the Guards today in the high-risk number one play.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, the Padres just cannot score runs right now, Scotty. Every single night, like, they're just scratching and clawing to win these games. They couldn't do it last night either. Clevinger loses to his old team. Andres Giménez going big fly on Bally Sports Cleveland.
Pitching's on top of everything we do.
Oh, Andres Giménez rocks one to deep right field. Goodbye! Deep into the lower deck. Home run number 15 for Giménez, and it's 2-0 Cleveland.
I don't care what he swings or what time is it. Can you get me another one? I mean, there's a drive. It sounded like Harry Carey, that guy slurring.
Late night for these Cleveland guys out in San Diego, probably filled up in the media
Sunburn.
Buffet with that soft serve ice cream that they got there at Petco. I'm sure they were probably all loaded up. Then they got a day game today. You know, that's a tough turnaround. Out. You couldn't even really enjoy yourself out there in San Diego. All right, later on, Scotty, we will get into all of the Tatis stuff from yesterday. He, of course, met the media in San Diego, talked to the teammates. I'll play you some clips from him. But first, we got to win some more tickets on the lion's share. We had ourselves quite the night last night, not just with the taters, the strikeouts as well. We had a good night on the lion's share.
Honestly, what night don't we have a good night on the lion's share? I mean, honestly, like, we are just a cash cow, the Federal Reserve over here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High, let's do it again. Tell me about all the damage plan from last night where we just made everybody fat stacks.
Last night was very impressive, Scotty. 4-1 with the strikeout props. Your boy Brubaker loses, but hey, gets himself 8 strikeouts every single night. So Brubaker over. Verlander with a nice bounce back. Burns got rocked out in L.A., so he was way under his total. Robbie Ray does it again, just racking up strikeouts. Even took no hitter into the seventh inning last night for the Mariners. So good night. Cease let us down, but you can't get them all, I guess, Scotty. That's for sure. Cease did let us down. And we had taters from Judge and CJ Crone last night. So all in all, very good night on the lion's share, brought to you by BetMGM. And we will look to continue that into tonight. Let us start with Dirty Harry McClanahan for the strikeouts as he faces the Angels down at the Trop. Now, 6.5 for McClanahan, Scotty. This is down a little bit. We've mostly seen him in the 7.5 range for the last couple of, not just weeks, maybe months. Minus 140 to the over, plus 100 to the under. He has gone under in 3 of his last 5 starts, but he did have 11 against Anaheim back in May at their place. I like the over tonight for McClanahan, Scotty. Just because it's 6.5, I think that he can get to 7 against that awful Angel team at home.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so easy to bet against them because they're so putrid. And I just don't believe in anybody beyond Trout and Ohtani at all. So, literally. And I just got to ride with you on that. Why not?
Next, we will go to Jose Berrios for the Blue Jays tonight, of course, at Fenway against the Sox. 4.5 is the number, plus 105 to the over, minus 150 to the under. Berrios, Scotty, actually been pretty good with the strikeouts. Over in 6 of his last 8, including 9 against the Yankees last time out. Faced the Sox twice this year, both in April, had 6 in one start and 4 in the other. I think 4.5 is very short. I get it. Fenway, they're thinking a lot of runs with the two teams. Berrios has been good with the strikeouts. I'm going over for him, too.
So am I. I bet on him to win and beat the Red Sox. They don't matter to me at all. And, you know, he's been very effective. He's done it to them already. Going to do it again tonight in Boston. Why not?
Next, we will go to H-Town, where kind of like Ice Cold Brew, like, they never move the number with this guy. And we just keep on cashing with him, like, almost every single start. Framber Valdez of the Astros, Scotty. 5.5 again for him tonight. +110 to the over, -155 to the under. He's over this in 5 of his last 6 starts. I mean, I'm going there again against the Twins tonight. Over 5.5 for Valdez.
I mean, and they're going to pay us money, and the guy just keeps winning and keeps doing it, and they keep winning and doing it. And last night I said, look, you know, Verlander struggled miserably the last 3 starts, and then he goes back to Minute Maid and got it done for us. Why not stay right in that valley? I'm going to go H-Town does it again, and Valdez does it and gets us $1.10.
And final strikeout prop tonight. I got to throw one under in there, so I'm going out to Los Angeles, Scotty, and Andrew Heaney on the mound for the Dodgers. Now, he's had 5 starts since coming off of the IL. He's under in 3 of those 5 starts. Now, he did have 10 against the Brewers last time out. He actually only did that in 4 2/3 innings. In fact, that's the longest he's gone since he's come back off the IL, is 4 2/3 innings. 6.5 is a little high for him, I think. -150 to the over, +105 to the under. I'm taking the under tonight for Heaney, Scotty, especially if he's only going to go 4. He ain't going to have those big numbers again against the Brewers.
Yeah, I got a hard time believing in anybody that can't make it to the 5th inning. I mean, what has happened? Well, first of all, I want to say, as you know, he's on my list of all-time horrible pitchers. I don't like him at all. I can't even believe he's on the Dodgers. I don't know what to make of it. But I'm going to go with you there as well, under, because he can't get to the 5th, and he's going to have 7 strikeouts. My ass.
I think that that number's a little inflated because he had 10 against them last week. Struck out a ton of Brewers on the road up there in Milwaukee. I'm not believing it tonight. He's not repeating.
They're not doing that again like last night, are they? Like where they can't do anything? 2 nights in a row they can't do a thing? I like my odds.
Yeah, I'm gonna fade Heaney here in this spot. All right, it is tater time for us tonight, Scotty. We will start down at Camden with the Orioles. Boy, Mountcastle has been raking for this team. Had a homer against the Sox last night. He's got 3 in his last 8. And he's also facing Giolito, Scotty, who, by the way, a total gas can this year. He's allowed 19 home runs this year, Lucas Giolito. Good price for Mountcastle at +425. Let's get it.
Might not be the last guy in that lineup hitting home runs tonight, it sounds like to me. We might want to sprinkle some salt on that dinner. I'm with you on Mountcastle. It's every day you're running a clip of this guy hitting it over the wall.
He's been very, very good for the Orioles so far, that's for sure. Next, we will go to Philadelphia, Scotty, where the Phillies take on the Reds again. Now, this is one of these ones. Sometimes we put one guy up there, but really, you could play any of them on the team, and that's where I'm at for the Phillies tonight. We're going to put Schwarbaum in the mix, +230. He actually hasn't homered, Scotty, since kind of getting back in the lineup last weekend, but we've got a guy tonight with Zuch starting for the Reds. Now, he's only pitched 8 innings for Cincinnati. He's given up 4 home runs in those 8 innings. This guy can light it up tonight in Philly. Not just Schwarber. You want to give me Hoskins, Real Muto, maybe even Castellanos, who's been beaten up on his old team. Take them all tonight against the Reds.
I like those 3 you just rattled off more than I like Schwarbaum, who obviously is back but isn't back. You know what I mean? Like, he's come back but hasn't done anything since he's been back. So maybe that bad back and all the rest is giving him problems. He's not hitting the ball far. Who knows? I'll he's not you. Doing it. So I'm going to go with the other 3. I like those other ones, Hoskins and Castellanos. I like Real Muto. I like that play better. And then just for fun, tonight, Harper in AA hits another home run.
I was just going to say to you, can we get a number on Harper at the rehab assignment to homer again tonight? Only had 2 last night. September 1st, Scotty. They said he's eligible to come back on Friday. Why the hell would you even wait for September 1st? Just bring him back this weekend. He's ready. Let's go.
Is that the rehab pool you go to in Vegas with the hangover?
Yes.
Which one is that one? Is that the Cosmo or is that the Mandalay?
That's it. That one's at the
Cosmo. I only hang out at the MGM, man. I'm at Wet Republic, baby. Everybody's nude. I'm out there every day. They love me at the MGM.
Yeah, they've got MGM books in a couple of those, Scotty, so don't worry. We've got MGM books in a few of those.
They got the bet MGM in the Cosmo. I know that. We might have to hit that pool after all. I've had some trouble. trouble over there.
They sure do.
Don't talk about it.
Sure do.
Mafia says bad trouble over there.
Next, we will go to Vlad tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox, Scotty. Plus 360. Really good number. They scored a. Can you believe they scored all those runs last night without hitting a homer against the Sox? I'm going to go with Vlad tonight over the monster. Let's go.
I mean, it's just made for it, isn't it? His bat is made to hit that ball all the way out of that ballpark. I'm all over it. I'm not doubting your home run snags. And when you pulled off the crown, I'm like, I'll do whatever. You make me money. I don't care which ones you pick.
And he's facing Bello tonight for the Sox. Young kid, that could get ugly. Give me a couple of Blue Jays.
The probably. Bello twins.
Finally, the Bello twins. There you go. And finally, we will go out to Los Angeles again. We haven't really featured Mookie Betts too much on the lion's share, Scotty, and I think it's time with Hauser on the mound tonight for the Brewers that we do get Mookie Betts involved in the lion's share. Plus 375, just missed one last night. Let's go, baby. Get Mookie involved.
Yeah, and I'm going to sprinkle some salt on Freddie, Muncy, and Turner. All of them. Everyone's hitting one tonight. I'm with you on that,
Let's go.
Betts.
Tater time in Los Angeles with the Dodgers and the Brewers tonight. I like to hear that. All right, game props. Here we go. Little repeat of last night. I think it'll happen again. Blue Jays win at Fenway and over 8.5 runs scored. Plus 165. Blue Jays win over 8.5.
I'm on it. That's a great bet.
My under tonight. Rays, who don't, by the way, you notice the Rays don't lose anymore, Scotty. The Rays are on that late season push again, winning every single night. They've got Dirty Harry McClanahan, as we said, playing the Angels. Rays win under 7.5 plus 145. That's like a 5-1 Ray win tonight with Dirty Harry McClanahan.
Yeah, I like that with Dirty Harry on the mound to keep it low. I'm with you there as well. I bet on the Rays.
And finally, the big ball of the night. We always pick a game for both teams to go off. Wrigley, Cards and Cubs, both teams to score 4 or more runs at plus 225 tonight. Let's get that wind blowing out, Sky. Blow the wind out at Wrigley tonight for plus 225.
Well, I just want to look at.
I know Michaelis is going for the Cards.
Michaelis
tonight.
Against Farrell. So
yeah.
They probably think it's Farrell pitching, so I'll go with you on that bet, too. Farrell's going to get lit up.
The big ball bet tonight at Wrigley. Let's get the wind blowing out there. There you go. The lion's share for a Wednesday night brought to you by BetMGM. Let's cash more tickets. I want more taters. Give me the taters tonight, Scotty.
I mean, I'm going to get speeding tickets in the lagoon. We've been trolling the waters with the prop boat, and the popo's been after us, chasing us like Bonnie and Clyde. They know there's offshore gambling going on that boat, and it's, frankly, illegal at this point, but they haven't been able to catch us. So here's double birds to the popo trying to catch Pharrell and Carver High on the waters, on the high seas, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
JJ After Dark, our guy John Jastrzemski from The Ringer, New York, New York. They love him. He's a badass and a regular on Coast to Coast. Good to have you back, JJ. Let's talk about, speaking of New York, New York, we just got done with the Subway Series. They split because City, it was all Mets. Boogie Down, it was all Bombers. Who's the better team, if you will, going towards October? Is it that Mets team that's certainly more consistent than the troubled Yankees of the last 6 weeks?
If I'm making a bet on one of those two teams to win the World Series, Scotty, my money is going to be on the New York Mets because of what they have at the top of the rotation. I know the Yankees got to Scherzer the other day. He's been a beast. You have DeGrom there. You have Chris Bassitt. Diaz has been absolutely lights out in the ninth inning. And this Yankee team needs to show me that they can go and win in the month of October, because that has not been a calling card of the Aaron Judge, Aaron Boone New York Yankees. Now, look, they needed a pick-me-up in the Subway Series. You finally saw some good things. Benintendi got going with the bat. That's important for the Yankees moving forward. They got some well-pitched games. Herman was brilliant on Monday. Montas good enough on Tuesday. But, Scotty, Yankees got to figure out what's going on in that bullpen and how exactly are they going to piece together the last 7 to 8 outs of games. Because as of right now, I mean, dude, we're closing in on the end of August. I don't know what the Yankee pecking order in the bullpen is. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, last night, my language was deplorable when Schultz was in there trying to get that 10th out. He, you know, was effective with 9 outs, but man, did that guy struggle trying to get that out in the 9th inning. He took every single guy to 2 strikes and then full counts and then walked all of them. I was cussing. I was screaming. My dog was barking. And then Wandy got the fly out. But, I mean, watching that bullpen on a nightly basis isn't good for my health, John.
Totally get that, Scotty. And they miss Quay Holmes. They need Quay Holmes to come back and be 3/4 of the guy he was in April, May, and June. And look, Marinaccio is appealing, but he was in the minor leagues. Schmidt, who pitched yesterday, did a really nice job. That was a dicey spot, and nobody loves killing Aaron Boone more than me. But I think, Scotty, he was afraid that if he goes to Peralta for Nimmo, then you got Marte against the lefty. And if you remember, Marte had the walk-off hit against Peralta in the Subway Series just a couple weeks ago. So he kind of held off on that, had to bring him in for Lindor. And I'll say this about Peralta. He's gotten beat. He's not been great over the last 4 to 6 weeks. That guy's got stones, though. Saw it last year in Atlanta against Freddie Freeman. Saw it on a couple of different occasions last year. He's not afraid. He might get beat, but he's going to attack you. And there's something to be said for that. And telling Scott, they had 2 chances for a save opportunity. In neither game, Aroldis Chapman makes an appearance. Don't count on Aroldis Chapman having any sort of role for the Yankees. Might I add, rightfully so.
Yeah, so I was saying, obviously, Schmidt I was talking about, not Schultz. That's where I think I got a Ford once. But I wanted to ask you about Chapman for a minute, because I talked about him yesterday on the show about, you know, how he's evolving in his, you know, career now and what he's doing. Like, they got him in, you know, middle innings. His fastball's not the same. It's not moving as much as it used to move. So he has to adapt and change. And Craig Mish was telling me there's guys like him that could change his approach to pitching and still pitch another 5-10 years if he would just adjust. But you haven't seen him adjust at all. He's still trying to be the same guy, and it's not working.
Nailed it. His fastball used to be overpowering. There was a time, Scotty, when he came up with Cincinnati, throwing 101, 102. There were very few guys in baseball who were doing that. Now, everybody's doing that. Chapman's stuff and his fastball isn't as good, and his command is no good. That's why you can't put him in a 1 or a 2-run game, honestly. I got no confidence. I got no faith that he's going to be able to pound the strike zone and command the strike zone. Like, you know, I think about Brandon Nimmo leading off for the Mets against Chapman. Brandon Nimmo's not going to swing at any of the nonsense he's throwing out there. So maybe it's a lack of adjustment. Maybe it's diminished stuff. But the days of Aroldis Chapman, who was one of the premier closers in all baseball for a long period of time, the days of him being that guy are over. They're done.
So what do you think? Have you gone out to City to watch his team and the ad of Vogelbach and the way they've played and watching their great rotation and watching Diaz and watching Alonso? I mean, they were sloppy on the base paths in the Bronx, but this is a really good team. I couldn't agree with you more about how dangerous they are with the top of their rotation and even the 3-4, whatever, if they had to, and the close in Diaz, he's turned into a freak. Have you gone out there and watched them, because they are a little bit more fun at the end of the day than the Yankees?
Some Subway Series. You know where my loyalties lie, Scotty. Whether I like the team or not, whether I believe in the team or not, I'm always bleeding pinstripes. But I went out there for the Subway Series, and look, they got a good thing going. The biggest surprise for me with the Mets is how locked down Diaz has become. Because I knew, all right, Scherzer's going to be the goods. Bassett was always a good pitcher. Now they got DeGrom back. They're lined up solid. Now, I don't know if they're going to have the same sort of fortuitous luck that they've had throughout this regular season. I credit their grind. I credit the fact that they put the ball in play. But they don't have a lot of guys up and down the lineup who can go and consistently hit the ball out of the ballpark. That might scare you a little bit. But Diaz, to me, the reason the Mets have had the season they have had, he's been unhittable in the ninth inning. And this is a guy who is much maligned. Everybody, yep, myself included, wanted to run him out of town. Didn't think he had the right mental makeup to be able to handle New York City and handle the closer's role in New York City. You don't see that often, Scotty. The idea of a guy kind of changing and shifting a narrative in a town like New York. You know, you can get away with doing that in Cincinnati. You can get away with doing that in Kansas City. Tough to do that in New York, and Diaz has done that.
So when you see what's been happening with the Yankees, are you sick and tired of, frankly, Cashman and Boone? I know that they've given Boone extensions, and I know that Cash's deal is almost up. What are your feelings about him? And we've always talked on the show about lurking in the weeds is Derek Jeter. What do you see happening to that front office and nothing happening to Boone if they fail again?
Scotty, they had as underachieving a season as any Yankee team that I can remember last year. They basically had 13 good games. They limped into the postseason. They got smoked and embarrassed by the Boston Red Sox. What was the end result of that? Aaron Boone got a contract extension for the next couple of years. So they're going to win a division this year. I don't know how they're going to fare in the postseason. Gut feel, I think they win their first round series, and I think they probably lose to the Houston Astros. And I think at the end of the day, this owner doesn't want to move on from Brian Cashman. And I was always a full-fledged Brian Cashman supporter. I have soured on him over the last couple of years. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I don't think Aaron Boone is a big-time manager. But to answer your question, the Yankees are going to be in the playoffs. The Yankees are going to win the division. And if I had to put money on it right now, I would say that Cashman and Boone are back for next year.
Oh, Christ almighty. Now, Carver High and I are always worried about these West Coast trips, but they're playing the crappy A's at the Astros in four games, and then they go to Anaheim with that disaster and that, you know, house is up for sale. Are they finally going to take advantage of these two ass teams that they're playing over the next seven games? Or are they going to screw it up again on the West Coast like they always do?
I'm going to say the Yankees play well on the West Coast here, Scotty, because they're getting the A's at the right time. That is a terrible A's team. You're getting Giancarlo Stanton back into the lineup. At minimum, the Yankees are splitting that series. They really should win three out of four. Let's be serious. And in a perfect world, you go and flex and take care of business. Angels, they've been in a total rut all year. What an absolute abomination this season has been. The Yankees played horrendous, horrific baseball for 6 weeks. Showed signs over the last couple of games they're getting out of it. Benintendi starting to hit. Judge getting back at his Judge ways. And I think having Stanton back in the lineup makes everybody else that much better. It makes Judge better. It makes Rizzo better. It makes LeMahieu better if he's hitting behind them. The presence of Giancarlo Stanton makes a difference. I think the Yankees have a good trip out west.
So I know you have a massive gambling problem like Carver High and I do. Are you ready for college and pro football betting? And how do you think Dable's going to do with the G-Man?
I'm super stoked for the start of the NFL season. The NFL futures are being worked on as we speak, Scotty. As far as the Giants, look, nowhere to go but up from an offensive mentality, philosophy standpoint. Remember, they were the stupid knucklehead coaching staff from a year ago that had a quarterback run and a quarterback draw in a meaningless game on the one-yard line and basically set football back 40 or 50 years with the kind of play calling and the kind of schematics we saw. So I think Dable coming over from Buffalo will help, but I'm not in love with the Giants personnel. I mean, truth be told, Saquon Barkley staying healthy will wake me up when that happens. Kenny Golladay is an absolute stiff. I mean, he was awful last year. It's telling. Gettleman had a lot of horrific moves. You can put that Kenny Golladay contract, which is untradeable and unmovable, within the top five, which is saying something. I don't expect anything out of him. Tony can never stay on the field. And Daniel Jones has got to show that he can go and play a full season. I think he will be better. I think the Giants will be marginally better. But, you know, I'm doing Ring of Gambling show with a bunch of guys. They're trying to make the case to me, Scotty, that the Giants are a good long shot bet to win the NFC East. I get the division is topsy-turvy. I get that a lot of wacky things happen in the NFC East. Come on, man. The idea of the Giants winning the division, get out of here with that nonsense. Exactly.
Did you hear that? All right, so the Giants winning the East. Please, they'll be out of it by Halloween.
Hey, wasn't my, not my words. That's all I'm going to say.
So, what do you think of this? I've heard some sharps think that Flacco will beat the Ravens in week one if Wilson doesn't go.
Well, you have the revenge factor, right? Joe Flacco going up against his old team, won a Super Bowl MVP with the Ravens. I'll tell you this, Scotty, from a line standpoint in week one, a lot of people ask me, you know, I'm doing the hits on SNY. Oh, is this going to move the line? I said, if anything, it may move the line down because I think Vegas values Joe Flacco more so than they value second-year quarterback Zach Wilson. Now, am I willing to say that the Ravens, who are finally going to be healthy, are a much improved team from what they were a year ago, are going to lose week one at the New York Jets? I don't see it. But the Jets have got to show me defensively they're much better. We'll see Carl Lawson coming back. Can he get a pass rush going for this team? And rookie corners. We all want to see how rookie corners can perform. It's usually a right. struggle for them. Can Sauce Gardner come in and hit the ground running? But no, I would not put my money on the Jets week one.
Listen, you need to start playing poker with those guys in that gambling show you're doing. Because I
like that.
I think you can make a lot of money. Thanks, JJ.
Got it, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Carver High, I guess we're going to be okay on that 11 spot in Coors when in the second inning. What is the score?
You got a 9-0 lead for the Rangers.
Nine-burger.
A 9 spot already. Of course, that total was 11. You liked the Rangers and the over today out in Colorado. You know, just ton. Seager RBI double. Lowe's got a couple of RBI hits. Garcia with an RBI hit. Live totals 18.5 now over on BetMGM if you still want to get involved. Probably still good to that over, too. But plenty of runs scored.
Would you bet that over? Rangers. Are you going to bet that 18.5?
I personally probably wouldn't, only because sometimes in games like this where it's like a team's up 10 runs in the first two or three innings, sometimes everybody kind of puts it in shutdown mode. Like, all right, let's get out of here.
Right.
Everybody, swing a minute, just let's go. Let's get out of here. We already know who all won right. the game. That's what worries me about doing stuff like that. Also, 6-1, Tigers lead the Giants. Scoreless at the Ashtray. They're just underway there. Padres and the Guards about to start in San Diego. Same with the Nationals and the Mariners. You and JJ were just talking about that West Coast trip. And you're right, always a house of horrors for them when they go out west, but I'm sorry, Scotty. Those two teams absolutely suck. If they go out there and split four games with the awful Oakland A's, they really should pack it up. They're really not going to go anywhere else. You got to beat that
Marlins,
team up this weekend. Beat them up.
You know, Miami's been stepping on their neck already, right? So they're playing today, and I'm on Hail Irwin today. But they have to play the New York Yankees tomorrow there. With standing back in the lineup, I mean, I am already pressing buttons on my phone. I am all over that game tomorrow because I don't believe for 1 minute in that double-A team they got.
I don't want to see this sleepy Yankee West Coast stuff the next week. They better go out there and hammer those D teams.
Win all four against those pansy asses.
Sweep them. And we'll do the Tatis stuff when we come back.
All right.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.